Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Jeanette Lackender, who works at Halcyon House. She recently took part in a Fitbit challenge where she tallied 566,439 steps in 10 days. That's an average of 18 miles of walking each day. I had a chance to sit down and talk to her about the experience. We're here at Halcyon House, and recently there was a challenge among employees. Can you explain what the challenge was?
Yes, it was a 10-day challenge. People in our facility were given the option to get a Fitbit, and it was free. So it was really a neat thing because everybody got in on it. And anyway, so for 10 days, we were challenged to try to average 10,000 steps a day. And if we did that, then we got our name in a drawing for a $500 prize, which they suggested we use towards a bucket list.
How many steps did you end up with?
I don't know exactly, but they told me it was like 557,000 something.
So a few more than 10,000 a day.
Right.
And what was your schedule like those days? How did it add up so quickly?
When I had a day off, I was able to push everything aside, not everything, but a lot of things, and just go after a goal just to see how many steps I could do in a day. And so there were a few days that I got up actually at 4 in the morning and tried to get a lot of steps in early. It always seemed easier early, and that was with walking and jogging. And then usually I had to do at least one of my jobs. I have two. So I did my shorter job those days. And then after that, I would go walk around the track or something at over there by Washington School. And then some days I would walk around the town just because it would get boring going around the track. Or anyway, I just pick out different neighborhoods to walk in. And so that was always interesting. And then sometimes I would come and walk over at Halcyon because the item I was using to track could only sync where there was like a Wi-Fi, and my phone wouldn't. So I would have to come here and see how I was doing. And so then sometimes I'd be close to a round number, so I'd walk around here for a while. And there were a couple of times when like there was a big basketball game going on at night, and so I might get on the treadmills. at our rec room here, exercise room, and I'd watch the game, and that kind of takes your mind off what you're doing, because by the end of the day, I was getting pretty tired, and sometimes my feet were sore. Or other nights, I would go home, and our family might be watching a movie, and we have, I call it a mini tramp, it's actually called a cellusizer, which is better than a mini tramp, but so I would get on that and kind of bounce through the movie.
And with all of this, the first couple of days, when you were just at work, did you walk more or less than you thought you did?
Well, to get the high numbers, it actually, the first 10,000, 15,000 was easier when I was at work because it just came with the job. And so I think I probably did more than I expected when I started watching how many steps I was taking in a day.
Since the challenge has ended, have you kept up with all of the walking?
Well, I have, because what I found was I felt so much better. So what I did was, at first, I kind of went by the recommended 10,000, and I thought, well, that's not good for me because I can get that easy, especially if I'm working. So I'm not really putting in a lot of effort. So I've tried to keep it between 20 and 30,000 a day, and that works real good. It's not overly, but yet it's more than just my natural day.
And have any of your coworkers asked for tips?
Oh, yes. I think a few of them, the first few days, they would look at me and they say, how are you getting all those steps? I think they thought I was cheating. They thought I was just pounding my hands together or something. And honestly, I didn't even know you could do that. So I said, well, I am working at it, just to be honest. Sometimes I jog in place while I'm blow drying my hair or something like that.
Would you have any advice for people listening who might not walk?
I would, because for years I thought that, you know, I'm on my feet a lot, but I didn't really feel like I was getting exercise. I did try working out here at Halcyon, but I would do it for a while and then I would quit. So when this came along, the Fitbit, I don't know if it's because it's the competitiveness of it or exactly what all it is, but it was just something that worked for me. And I would challenge people to do that because I think they'd be surprised if they just start out slow and just go out by walking and then maybe add a little jogging here and there. I think they'd be surprised how much better they felt, and maybe they could give up some of their caffeine or energy drinks that, you know, they depend on to keep them going.
That's been today's Washington Page with Jeanette Lackender, who works at Halcyon House and recently took part in a Fitbit challenge where she averaged 18 miles of walking each day. That's a total of 566,000 steps in 10 days. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.